Arthur hired a well-known local yachtsman, 44-year-old Julian Harvey, to skipper the vessel for $100 per day. So for 1 week, he was paying this Julian guy, in today's money, $874 a day.
That's a pretty good amount of money.
That's insane.
Some good pocket change.
$800 a day?
Yeah.
Julian's sixth wife, 34-year-old former stewardess and aspiring writer Mary Dean Harvey, was also brought on board and served as a cook. So he's 44 years old. He's on his sixth wife. The skipper dude.
Yeah, well, maybe Julian. She was a writer because she was just trying to write all the names of the girls before her.
He's lying. It's not six. It's like absurd. And she's like, I got to be a writer. I got to track 60. All these. It's 60. Why would you hear? Now, Julian Harvey was just the skipper. Bluebell was actually owned by a man named Harold Pegg, and this Harold Pegg guy hired Harvey to take tourists on their like desired cruises in exchange for $300 a month and full accommodation, free accommodation on the catch.
It's a sweet gig.
It is a sweet gig.
Yeah.
On the afternoon of Wednesday, November 8th, the Duperrault family returns to the marina to board the Bluebell and start their long-awaited journey. Over the next few days, the family traveled to locations such as Bimini and Sandy Point, where the Duperaults purchased souvenirs and engaged in activities like snorkeling, spearfishing, and collecting shells on the white and pink sand beaches.
Mm.
That sounds so heavenly.
It's lovely.
Yeah, you're just sailing around, going island to island.
It's in that movie, Song of the Flower Drum.
You don't even know.
I don't even know. I don't even have any grounds to say that. I should not say that.